You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music. Tune in weekly as we interview music teachers and experts from around the world to explore creative activities and ideas that build learning connections in students. Our integrated music teaching approach will deepen your students' understanding of musical concepts, engage them in critical thinking, improve their reading and performance, foster their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of music making. Welcome back to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. This is Tim Topham, and thank you very much for joining us. And in actual fact, we are running this particular recording live with some people on Zoom, which is very, very cool. We had about 45 people register. We haven't got that many on live, so people perhaps are waking up or sorting out their Sunday afternoons if they're in the Northern Hemisphere. But anyway, you may hear from some of them, and I'll certainly be mentioning anything that comes up in the chat that we can share during this show. And so if you are with us in the room, do say a quick hi and tell us something very quickly about you in the chat so people will know, and when they come in, they can see who you are and where you are. That'd be fantastic. And I thought today what we'll do on the show is do a bit of a summary of 2023, all the things that we've been able to achieve and enjoyed working with teachers on, and then looking ahead again to 2024. And the big announcement today is, and you will have heard this last week on the show, is that this is actually going to be my last show, at least for the time being. I've been running this podcast weekly for 7 years, and 360 episodes later, I've decided to take a little bit of a step back and a bit of a break. So on the show last week, you heard about our new show. It's called the Top Music Piano Podcast, and it's going to be hosted by Rachel Ehring, which is very, very cool. Rachel is amazing, and you got to meet her last week. And this later in the show today, I'll let you know what's happening to this show in the future. But yeah, that's the most important thing. So if you are listening to this and you are a regular Integrated Music Teaching Podcast listener, you need to go and subscribe to the new show. So the best way to do that is in Spotify or your podcast app or wherever you listen to this show, search for Top Music Piano Podcast and you'll be able to find it. And then hit the subscribe or the follow button so that you don't miss any episodes. You'll be able to meet Rachel, our new host over there. And I'll be jumping in occasionally as a guest. I might co-host. We're not really sure, but that's going to be the best place to keep in touch with me podcast-wise moving forward in 2024. Good to see you. We've got Liz as well. Hey there, Liz, who's joined us, and Tiffany, Beck, Donna, and Mary. Fantastic to have you guys with us. So, what I thought would be fun to do is just start off with a bit of a wrap-up of 2023. So, for those of you in the room with us, I would love to hear, what was your favorite Top Music event, course, download, podcast episode of 2023, and why? If you could leave that in the chat, that would be great, and I'll come and check some of those things out. Firstly, I am most proud of three things that we launched this year. Firstly, the book, which hopefully all of you guys have started reading. I've got it here. This is the print copy, which I'll be starting to share when I go to events and things like that. This is going to be now available on Amazon. If you would like the print version, it is quite, it's really nice. It's got one of those, I don't know, it's kind of a matte finish cover, but it's really, really nice. And I don't know, there's something about a new book in there and that smell. So that will be available on Amazon anywhere in the world. We've also got the download, the digital download, and the audiobook, which are both available at topmusic.co/book. So if you haven't, then please do check in over there. We've been sharing lots of reviews. The reviews have been incredible. Oh my goodness. We've had a team of ambassadors. Donna is one of those ambassadors who got early access to the book and have written some. The reviews have made the whole process 100%. I mean, the whole process was worth it anyway, and I enjoyed it, and it was incredible. But to read some of these reviews coming back in has just blown my mind and, yeah, just filled me with such joy about this approach that we're able to share with teachers. So thank you so much to all of you who have been reading and supplying your thoughts and sharing your views about the book. If you haven't got it, please go and check it out. One of the questions that has been coming up a fair bit, actually, is if I'm a Top Music Pro member and I've already done the course and I've used Notebook Beginners, is it worth me getting the book? Is how much of it is the same as what I've already got access to? And the answer to that is the book is actually probably 80% fresh or 70% new things that you won't have read or done or seen. And I go into a fair bit of the background to why, which I don't do in the course. The course is very much, here's a cool way to teach new beginners without a method book. The book really goes into the why, the background, where it came from, and the history going right back to Baroque times and why we've got to where we are, some of the challenges that are created by a method book approach right from the first lesson. And then also it does include the lesson plans, which are available in the membership, but lots and lots of this is fresh and new. And it features comments and interviews and reviews and thoughts from teachers all around the world who've been using it. So yes, been very, very cool. So that was my top first release that I'm most proud of from this year. The second one is the quiz. Those of you who haven't done the quiz, topmusic.co/quiz. What kind of music teacher are you? We're going to rename it next year as to what's your music teaching superpower for something a little bit fun and different. If you haven't checked that out, go and explore it. It is a bit of fun. And that was its purpose, really, to, you know, it's a quiz like that's never going to tell you everything that you need to know about yourself or what you're doing, but it does give you some ideas, and we provide links to resources that may help you given what your outcome actually has been. And then finally, and I'm super proud because we've got Donna and Beck both here today who are involved in Top Music Certification Program, but that is and has to be one of the biggest things that we were able to achieve this year. The release of our and the first cohort going through our Top Music Certification has been brilliant to see finally come to fruition. It's something I've wanted to do for many, many years. It's something teachers have requested that we do for many years. And so it was fantastic to finally get that out there and then get so much positive feedback. And Donna was one of our Top Music Certified teachers who's here with us today. Thank you so much, Donna, for being involved. And of course, we've got Beck live on the call as well. Say hi, Beck. Unmute and say hi quickly.
Yeah, it's just been a pleasure to work alongside Tim and Donna and all these teachers with great ideas.
And thank you, Beck. And Beck's going to be taking over as head of certification for next year. And the next cohort group, which starts in January, I'll tell you a little bit more about that later in today's show about a Q&A that we've got coming up where we can answer all your questions. That next cohort, which is starting in January, is going to be co-facilitated by the amazing Donna Hinckley, who is one of our latest certified teachers. So, Donna, do you want to quickly come on and say hi as well?
Hello. I'm so excited. I really loved doing the certification. It was one of the best things I've ever done for my teaching. So I'm really excited to be joining Beck and supporting the next lot of teachers. So, yeah, very excited.
It's going to be awesome. So thank you so much, Donna. And I can see here two Donnas. Yes, no, no surprises here. Your favorite thing was Top Music Certification, but the book as well. There's a question here actually from Mary. Does it have ideas for beginners under age six-ish, or is it geared more towards older beginners? And we're talking about my book, No Book Beginners Now. Yes, it is geared towards age 6 to 12. However, I do mention in there some information about what to do with preschool notebook beginners, because we do have a complete course in the membership about teaching ages 5 and under using the same concepts. So, yeah, I mentioned it in the book. We talk a little bit about it, and then I refer you to where you can find out more and get more support on that one. Good question, though. We've heard from Donna. Here is some feedback from Tiffany, which I wanted to mention about the Top Music Certification, just back on that one, which I thought was great to share. Here's what she said. She told us, when I found out that Top Music was launching a certification program, I knew I had to be a part of it. As a piano teacher, in the early years of my music teaching journey, the knowledge, insights, tips, and thought-provoking conversations from Tim, Beck, and fellow cohort members has been so invaluable. Being able to connect and share on topics from pedagogy to setting up and running a studio business with others during the live meetings has been a wonderful experience, and in the early years can be overwhelming. I'm so thankful to be able to navigate through with help from Top Music and this amazing program. So that was great to hear from Tiffany. So I mentioned just a moment ago, if you are interested in becoming Top Music certified, we are opening up our next cohort. So we always take a cohort through. So it's a 12-week program taking you step-by-step through the certification. We don't leave you to your own devices. We actually take you through it and guide you. If you are interested in that, then come and join our live Q&A to get your questions answered and find out more about it. It's going to be held on Tuesday, the 9th of January at 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. That's Monday, the 8th of January afternoon in the USA and evening in London, so 8th of January. If you'd like to find out more about that or register for it, head to topmusic.co/TMC. Topmusic.co/TMC. And we will make sure all your questions get answered so that you can come and join us. That next cohort, 1st of 2024, starts in the first week of February. So it'll be February, March, and April. All right. So what else have we done this year? Well, let's go through it. We have released 12 new volumes of Top Music Sheets. While we're here, who has used Top Music Sheets? If you can pop it in the chat, and do you have a favorite collection or piece from this year? Write it in the chat if you can think of it. So 12 volumes of Top Music Sheets. We've released 5 volumes of Top Music Games. So this was another thing that we launched this year. And huge congratulations and thanks to Tara and Georgina on our team for putting together Top Music Games. But this is our initiative of providing not only incredible sheet music each and every month for our members, but also a pack of studio licensed games that you can use. And the games vary from online to offline to groups to one-on-one to all different types of things from different games and creators all around the world. So that has been very, very cool to explore. What else have we released? We've released 17 new piece-by-piece videos. So in our membership, we have the amazing Jenna Williamson go through and share with us how to teach the most common pieces of historical intermediate repertoire. And she's created another 17 of those this year. They are brilliant. I learned so much from them. And even if I've taught those pieces a million times, you can always learn by watching another teacher at a piano. We also provide a one-page handout for those, so you've got a quick reference. So that's very, very cool too. Beck says she loves Caterpillar Blue from Top Music Sheets. Thanks, Beck. What else have we released? Blogs, new blogs. We released 34 new blog articles this year. And we re-released 4 and edited 12 to update them. Over on YouTube, we released 93 YouTube shorts and 26 new full-length YouTube videos. I'm actually not sure how I've done all this. Well, actually, I do know how I've done all this because I've got an amazing team to help me. We'll talk about the team later on. We've done 5 method books, book reviews. Beck, that's your baby, isn't it? The method book? Method book of the month.
Oh, yeah. It is just such a rabbit trail to go down and find, oh, I like this one because it has online videos, but I like this one because it has really great pictures. So, yeah, it's been great to hear from members about what they really love about different method books.
Yeah. And so you're going through one, you're choosing one method book to kind of dive into with the members each month. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So people can write in the membership forum about what they enjoy about that book as well. And we interview and have a video there with one of our members talking about the pros and cons and what they have appreciated most about that particular method.
Fantastic. That's been great to see. All right. We've also released 45 new podcasts, 42 guitar podcasts, and we've released 2 big ultimate guides, the Ultimate Guide to Intermediate Curriculum Planning. I know it's a mouthful, but my goodness, that is an epic guide that Jana and I put together to help all the teachers of the world try and get through and set a plan through the intermediate wilderness, which is what we've kind of called it, that period between I finished the method books and they're not advanced and I don't have any guide to help me now. So what do I do? Well, we've got that ultimate guide for you. We also released just more recently a self-assessment for advanced teaching. So for those of you who might be interested in teaching more advanced students, but you're not really sure if you're ready, we actually have a self-assessment, which you'll be familiar with if you've read my books, because there's about 4 self-assessments in there where you can mark yourself on a scoring system in relation to a number of criteria, and it'll give you an outcome. So that's been great to share as well. If you're unsure about that or you're not sure where to find it, look back a few podcast episodes when we were talking about advanced students. All right, courses. We released some new courses as well. There are now 63 courses inside Top Music Pro. The courses we released are Advancing Pianists, so how to teach advanced students. We had a course on teaching by ear with Simon Rushby, teaching and playing by ear, which has been really good. Simon is so good at structuring content in a way that teachers can really understand how to deliver it to students. He did our songwriting course last year, and oh my goodness, I learned so much from that course. And I thought I was kind of, I knew a fair bit about it. And you know what? Now I listen to pop songs. Now, having taken Simon's course, I listen to pop songs differently because I'm listening to the hooks and the repetition and things that he mentions in his course. It was really, really good. Oh, and for those live, thanks, Bex, putting some links to things in the chat if you want to grab those. All right, what else did we release courses-wise? We released 15 courses from the Upbeat Piano Teachers. So we acquired the resources of the Upbeat Piano Teachers earlier this year. So that's all now inside our membership. That's the courses from Tracy Selly and Sarah Campbell. We also had another course called Assess, Plan and Execute with Tara from right at the start of the year, which will be just as relevant at the start of next year to get your year organized. Go and check it out. And I think Tara is actually going to be running a challenge at the start of next year, so January, next month, to help kick off your planning for the new year. And we also did a swap with the Curious Piano Teachers, and they shared with us their Grade 1 Teaching Toolkit, which is going to be fantastic for teachers who are using the exam system in Australia or the United Kingdom. It just steps you right through exactly how to go about blitzing a Grade 1 exam with a student. All right, we also released 3 guitar courses, Winning with Group Guitar Teaching and The Ultimate Guide to Studio Challenges. I can't remember what the third, no, 2 guitar courses, I think it was. We also had 3 challenges this year. So right at the start, the planning challenge that Tara ran that I just mentioned. We had a teaching popular music by ear challenge, and we also ran a challenge around the Top Music Games launch, which is cool. All right, and 4 more things. My goodness, we did a lot. We updated our homepage. If you haven't checked topmusic.co, the homepage has completely changed and updated. It looks very, very cool, and I have to thank Mauro and our development team for their work on that. We also updated the pages where members sign up for guitar and piano, page like topmusicpro.com if you want to join our membership. That page has also been updated, and we've done a lot of work to the code in the back end to make it easier for our team to make updates for things. What else did we do? Oh, I started Pop Song Solutions this year too, where I go and it's funny. I got this idea from watching other people's reaction videos. Does anyone watch those? I don't generally watch them on YouTube, but my kids watch them all the time, and they're just, I don't know. They seem really kind of simple, where you just watch someone reacting to something. It's like Gogglebox, I guess. Anyway, so I thought, why don't I do this for pop songs? So I watch a pop song that's been recommended by one of our members or suggested by our team, and I react to it and then work out how I would go about teaching it. And they have been really, really fun. So they're called Pop Song Solutions. They're inside our membership as well, and we've been releasing one every couple of weeks or so. Beck says, I grabbed a Pop Song Solutions song title and suggested it to my teen student, and his eyes nearly fell out of his head. Fantastic. So that's actually a reverse use of this. That's like going, well, here are the things I can feel confident teaching now and show them to your student. I hadn't thought of that, Beck, so that's a great one. And finally, I got to go back over to Chicago to speak at the National Conference on Keyboard Pedagogy, which was great because it really came full circle because my book, one of the first things I talk about in my book is my visit to the 2015 version of that conference, which is what sparked a lot of my thinking around what ended up in Notebook. So there you go. Hi, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to let you know about an amazing community of music teachers ready to welcome you over at Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro is the global hub for music teachers looking to connect, learn, grow, and be challenged in both their teaching and studio businesses. Community members save time by accessing hundreds of step-by-step lesson plans, creative teaching frameworks, business guides, online courses, and workshops. We offer training in topics as diverse as music technique, lead sheets, website building, intermediate repertoire, group teaching, and special needs teaching. We also save you money through our extensive discounts, including those with Music Notes, Sheet Music Plus, Music Room, Office Depot, Tonebase, and many more. And if you like sheet music, all our members get a free book of studio licensed, beautifully engraved sheet music each and every month. As a valued podcast listener, you can check out the Top Music Pro community free for 14 days by heading to topmusicpro.com, clicking Join Now on our studio tier, and using the special coupon code IMTPOD23. That's all one word. So that's IMTPOD23. We can't wait to welcome you inside. Let's go on to what happened. Well, what's happening in 2024? So what's coming up? So there was a lot of things that we did this year that we are continuing, and there are a few things that we're changing. So I've mentioned the podcast already, and I'll come back to that one a little bit later on. One of the other things that we did this year, which I actually did in, I think, about 2018-19-ish, was monthly themes. So we would have a theme for the month, and we would talk about that in the blog and the podcast and YouTube, and we would release a course about it and content around it. And we did that this year. Hopefully, you're familiar with that. We had advancing students as a theme. We had exam preparation as a theme. There were a whole lot of different themes. And we're going to continue that next year. And one of the things we want to do before Christmas is get out to you all what those themes are going to be. So I don't have them with me right this moment, but look out for that because we want to share that. So you know, oh, yeah, in April, we're going to be covering teaching neurodiverse students. And that's something I really want to make sure I check out or whatever it is. So that's the kind of thing that we're going to be setting up again this year. Next year. We are at this stage as well going to be planning a short series of four workshops, particularly for students taking exams. So I've connected with an examiner here in Melbourne, Hilary, who's an incredible examiner and teacher, who as an examiner would just find that she keeps getting the same issues coming up in exams, students not being quite prepared or not understanding or not knowing what to do. And she just thought, oh, it'd be great to get all this information out there so that teachers can have more success, so that students can be more successful in their exams. So look out for that. It's going to be a four-segment workshop series over 4 weeks coming up in the first half of next year. We haven't actually set the date on that one yet, but stay tuned for that one. As I mentioned earlier, if you are only just tuning in now, we are releasing a new podcast. This podcast is going to be going on a little bit of a hiatus, and we are moving over to a new podcast called the Top Music Piano Podcast. Go and check that out. Make sure you write that down. Make sure you search for it in whatever app you listen to podcasts in so that you can subscribe. Hit the subscribe, like, or follow button so that you know when new episodes are coming out with the amazing Rachel Ehring, our new host. And I, as I said, I will be popping in occasionally to either co-host or interview or whatever it is. Now, the other thing early next year that's happening is I'm going to be heading over to keynote the MTNA conference, which I am super pumped about. It is very, very exciting. It's also kind of nerve-wracking, actually. I remember that first conference that I went to, 2015, I said to myself, I would really love to keynote one of these conferences one day. And it's finally happening. And it'll actually be 9 years to the day, more or less, 9 years to the year of when I first went to America that I'm now able to headline one of these conferences. So that's super cool. So that's the MTNA conference in March. Listen out to the Top Music Piano podcast, the one I was just talking about, the new show, not this show, the new one, when Peter Mack, the president of MTNA, jumps on the mic and interviews me about what I'm going to be talking about. So that's coming out on the podcast in February. So check that out. That's going to be great fun. We'll also do a little bit of a US book launch over there. I'm going to print maybe 100 copies of this. So if you are in America and want to come along to Atlanta in March for MTNA, you'll be able to grab one of the print books and I'll probably get a chance to sign up, which would be fun too. Now, inside our membership, we wanted to do a few little different things as well. We found that with the success of our certification program being run in cohorts, we wanted to see if we could bring some of that element to our regular courses inside Top Music Pro. And Beck's nodding because she knows the statistics. The statistics around cohort-based learning are so wildly, amazingly better than when you're trying to slog through these courses on your own, that we thought, why don't we run some cohorts of the courses that we've got? So that's going to be starting in January, February. I'm not sure if we've set the date yet, but we're going to be taking groups through a course like Notebook Beginners, and we're going to say, right, everyone, let's go. Week one, module one, let's chat about it. Let's do it. All right, on to week two. What, got any questions? Let's. So we're working together to achieve one of these courses. And I'm thinking a course like Four Chord Composing or Taking the Lead, the amazing course with Forrest Kinney about lead sheets. You know, it would just be great to have groups moving through these. So one of the things that we're going to be doing, instead of creating so many courses and so much new content, rather than do that, because I know that people do get that sense of overwhelm, we're going to instead start helping you use the content that you've got. One of the goals of the certification, and also one of the goals of taking cohorts through these groups. So yes, look out for that, helping you use the content rather than giving you thousands of new ideas. That's our kind of big goal for next year. And as a part of that, building and really cementing the community, because I think that's the other thing that happened with the certification is we've got this incredible group, these two groups actually, because we did two different cohorts in two time zones, of people that just got to know each other so well. And we want that feeling, that sense of community was just brilliant, to the point where people were, after the cohorts, the certification finished, would be meeting up and chatting and continuing their learning together. So if we can bring that to some of the courses inside the membership, then I feel we've had a real win. We will also be re-releasing our what we called our special needs teaching course. Now be more based around teaching neurodivergent students or students with exceptionalities. And that will be Selena Pistoresi's course. So she created the original course for us inside Top Music Pro, but she actually had an even more comprehensive course of her own, which she's now provided to us that we're going to update our course with and share it, reshare it next year. That is going to be huge and I know really, really useful to lots of teachers out there. So stay tuned for that one. And we will also run a challenge around the Advancing Students course too, because I want for any teachers that are kind of, and I know some teachers don't want to teach advanced students and that's totally cool. But for those who might be on the fence and just like, oh, I'm not really sure if I'm okay, could I do this? To run a bit of a challenge together, I think would be a really great way of helping you maybe get that little bit more confidence that you need to take that next step if you want to. Oh, so we're doing the cohort on neurodivergent students in February. Fantastic. Oh, great. Beck, thank you very much for that. Yes. And so it's good to also, I should just say, when we take cohorts through these courses, it's not about a webinar or a podcast like this where people are just sitting and listening. It's about getting involved. It's about challenging you, thinking, breaking out into small groups and really getting engagement and interaction and building your knowledge. That's really what these cohorts are all about. And Donna's just said, so excited about this. The connection through the certification cohorts was amazing and the accountability makes it much easier to stay on track. That's the word I forgot. So thank you, Donna. Yes, it's accountability. Not only are you rocking up, but yeah, you need to make sure you are moving through the course. That's the thing that's missing when you do these on your own so often. What else have we got in the membership? We will have cohorts 2 and 3 of Top Music Certification. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. Now, Top Music Certification is open to teachers who are members and non-members alike. Everybody is welcome. And remember, we're going to be running that live Q&A coming up in early January. For those who might be interested in Top Music Certification, that's information is at topmusic.co/TMC. Okie dokie. So back onto this podcast now. As I mentioned, we will be going on a bit of a break. I will be taking a break. We will be, when this show comes back in some form, I'm not sure when or how, it's going to be renamed. We're going to rename it back to the Topcast, which was actually its fourth name, I think. Who can remember? Okay, here's a challenge for you guys listening or watching live with me. Who can remember the names of the podcasts if you've been here from the start? Can you remember the first couple of iterations of what the podcast was called? Write it in the chat if you can remember it. I'll come back to that in just a bit of a moment. But these things, you know, over time do tend to change. And we've been speaking about integrated music teaching, and that's a core part of our philosophy. But what, now that we've moved the show over to the Top Music Piano podcast, we've got the Top Music Guitar podcast, and hopefully in the future, we may have a Top Music Voice podcast and a Top Music, bassoon podcast or tuba podcast even. My show, depending on when and how it comes back, will be called the Topcast. Can anyone remember what the original name was? Oh, harp podcast, yeah. Tiffany, did you have harps on your picture before, did I see? Are you a harpist? Yes. There you go, Top Music Harp podcast. Innovative music? No, Mary, it wasn't. No, it was called Tim Topham TV. That was the first name. How daggy is that? And then it became the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. And then Topcast, I think. And then the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. So there you go. Yes. Many iterations. It's been a fun journey, I tell you what. 360 episodes or so. I think this is this is episode 361, actually, you're listening to now. It has been an incredible experience. And I have to say that running a podcast for so long has really been an incredible networking experience. It's been brilliant to just share ideas. And as you know, I love chatting to people. I love networking and building communities and things like that. So it's just been a whole lot of fun. So look, I'm going to start wrapping up today's episode. Oh, Tiffany plays two different types of harps, triple harp and lever harp. Now, I've heard of the lever harp. That's the one with the pedals, right? Is that right? No. Oh, no. Come on, Tiffany. Come on the mic. Turn your mic. Tell us about the two harps.
Okay. I play two different sorts of harps. You're thinking of the pedal harp, which you see typically in orchestras, but I have adapted music to work on my two instruments, which I have access to. So I play the lever harp, which has got lever per string, and I move a lever up and down, and it moves it by a semitone pitch. So I generally set the key before I start playing, or I'm very busy moving levers while I'm going.
Wow. It's like a chromatic harmonica does the same thing, I think. You press the button in and it goes up a semitone. So you have to keep...
A little bit different. It's manual. Pedal harps, you have three different notches. You've got a sharp, flat, and natural position. So you move a pedal and that moves all the Cs to C sharps, etc. Whereas I have to do pre-planning. So right. If there's a chromatic, say, at the top and I'm not using that string before I start, before it happens, I move that lever before I start playing.
My goodness. Isn't it amazing that these instruments out there that, I've no idea about. And Bex found you online, tiffanybakerharp.weebly.com. There you go. A little plug for you, Tiffany. Good question, though.
Do you want to hear about the triple harp as well?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm currently actually the only triple harpist in New Zealand playing, and I've got three rows of strings. So imagine piano, I've got a left-hand row of white keys, right-hand row of white keys, and I've got the black keys sandwiched in the middle. So outside rows tuned in unison. So, yeah, three rows of strings.
Wait, there's a string in the middle? There's two?
Yeah, so it's like a middle. Triangle.
Oh, okay.
So you got the naturals on the outside like that, and the chromatic is there.
Right. Gosh,
the C,
there you go.
There, and C sharp there.
Would never have known. That. Wow, we are talking to the triple harpist of New Zealand right here, everybody. Good question came in from Beck, though. What's the harp teaching community online like? Are there places like Top Music Pro to connect?
There's a few different avenues. Deborah Henson-Conant, you'll have to look her up. She's amazing musical theatre harpist, dramatist, amazing. I met her in Sydney in 2014 at the World Harp Congress, which will probably never come back down under because they ran it at such a loss. Incredible experience for me. She sang at the Sydney Opera House Bar with her DHC light, so a harp which was designed for her, strapped to her body and singing grooving along. She's even had a whole orchestra dressed up in lab coats.
Okay. That sounds cool. I like it. Funky, different.
Yeah. Rebel. She's lots of fun. And then there's a lady over in Wales who does something as well. So there's a couple of different avenues, but I've really appreciated the Somerset Folk Harp Festival, which has been hybrid since COVID. So I was very fortunate to go there in 2017, and it was just an incredible opportunity. And then I recorded last Monday my part for the Christmas collaboration. A friend of mine's done in Scotland, so we've never met before, but we exchanged lots of messages online. So
yeah, so online has allowed you to connect with other teachers.
Yes. Lots of different forums.
Yeah, and we actually have. There are definitely a couple of other harp teachers inside Top Music Pro. I know. But there would be far fewer than the piano teachers of the world, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start wrapping things up shortly, but I did want to give an opportunity to – we've got Mary and Liz as well. We've heard from Donna and Beck. If you did want to say anything, then feel free to put up your hand or something like that, and I'm more than happy to give you a quick jump on the mic opportunity to speak if you'd like before we wrap things up. But in the meantime, I did want to mention as well that, as I said earlier, there is no way I could do everything that I am doing without an incredible team at Top Music, who you have to thank for this podcast, for the courses, for all the things that we're able to put together. It would simply not be possible, and it would just not work without the incredible help of our team, some of whom I've already mentioned today. I don't want to read them out because I'll probably miss somebody and that would be embarrassing, but they are all mentioned at the back of my book as well. And I do want to thank them very, very sincerely for all the hard work that they put in to support great music teaching around the world and hopefully even better results for students, because that's what we're all here for and here to do. Liz, did you want to say something?
Hi, everyone. I'm in New Zealand as well. When you initially you talked about thinking about three things from this year that have been helpful and significant, one of them, and then you ended up talking about them anyway. I'm very excited about the certification program. One of the best interviews I heard, I walk my dog every morning and listen to Topcast, and two other podcasts, both, and which is Christina Whitlock and Nicola Canton. So I was so excited the time when you did the three-way swap.
Oh, the three, yeah. Oh, that was cool.
That was really great. I loved that. And you've talked a lot about imposter syndrome, and I'm from finished a career in health and have fallen into piano teaching for the last 3 years. And so I definitely suffer from imposter syndrome, although I have some... I know my strengths and I'm trying to get over the imposter syndrome. But when the certification program, when you outlined that in one of the podcasts, I thought, yes, that is exactly me. That's what I want to do. So I'm really excited about that. I've been teaching for 3 years. This year, my first year of children, so I've got 17 children along with my adult. And I've used the No Book Beginner framework as such just for the first four lessons.
Perfect.
And then I used Daniel McFarlane's method books after that. So the combo has just been so, so great. I've loved that. I've obviously been winging it. I haven't had your book, which I've now bought, but that's been fantastic. So just one question about the book. When I paid for it, I got the download, but I also got the audio book, and mm-hmm. and I clicked on the link and I only could hear the introduction. So how do I access? So that was like whenever that was that 2 or 3 weeks ago? How do I access all of the other audio book?
It should all be available through the link that you were given. But the best thing to do, and this is for anybody listening that's having any issues with access to any of our products or services, just shoot through a message to our support team, support@topmusic.co, and they'll be able to check your purchase and be able to connect you up, no problem at all. The audiobook's proven to be quite popular. I wasn't too sure whether people would like to listen to it, but I've organized it and recorded it as a podcast, so there's multiple episodes to take you through the book, and it's been really good fun. So, yeah, thank you so much, Liz, for those thoughts, and we can't wait to have you join us for the next certification cohort. That's going to be fabulous. So I was just making a comment about my team and huge thanks to the team at Top Music. And I know all of you feel the same. You know, the amount of things that we're able to share with you is a direct result of the incredible people who support me with what I'm doing. What I thought we might do is finish with me. I'd like to read out a tiny bit of the conclusion of my book, which includes something that we've got called the Top Music Manifesto, which was actually something we shared right at the end of the certification cohort. And I hope this really aligns with your thinking and gives you a nice buzz, perhaps, to take away to the awards at the end of this year and then into the start of next year. So before I do that, I will just say thank you very much to those of you who've joined me live today. It's been great fun to have some smiling faces when I normally do this looking at a blank wall or my screen. So thank you. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Those of you watching can see I've got my Christmas hat on. I do hope your end of year recitals go well. I think probably many of you have had those already. Have a great holiday, and to the Aussies, enjoy the long summer break. I'll finish with the conclusion of the book. Here we go. Few teachers get the opportunity to affect lives as deeply as music teachers do. Few teachers get to work one-on-one with students over the span of a decade or more. Few teachers know their students' parents and family lives as well as you do. You are not a babysitter. Yours isn't a hobby career. You aren't merely an instructor or tutor. Your work is your life's passion. You are a professional educator. You've worked for years to be able to do what you do. In fact, you probably started building these skills well before you were 10. What other career path begins while your age is still in the single digits? You undertake professional development and attend conferences. You've taken the time to attain qualifications. You have experience and passion in spades. You've chosen this career because you believe in the future. You believe in young people. You believe in the power of music to change lives. It's not about money, fame, or glamour. A heart-led decision brought you here, and I'm so grateful you've made this decision to change lives. You're also more than just a teacher in so many ways. You're the counselor, the wise friend, the confidant, the trusted adult to whom students can turn. You see all sides of them. They can take off their masks and let down their guard because of the trust you've cultivated over many years. You matter more than you can imagine in the lives of your students. And I wanted to finish with our Top Music Pro Manifesto. Top music teachers do things differently. We no longer teach the way we were taught. We create unique learning experiences for every student. We have a student-centered approach to teaching. Our approach is integrated, bringing together reading and performance with creativity, curiosity, and exploration. We believe in helping students find connections to deepen understanding. We ask more and tell less. We know the world is changing faster than ever, and we're committed to continuous learning. We don't give up on difficult students, and we open our doors to diversity. We don't teach reading in lesson one. Pop songs don't scare us. YouTube is our friend. Music teaching is more than a hobby. We are CEOs of our studios. We know our business and charge what we are worth. We are open door teachers. We thrive on brainstorming solutions and sharing our resources with other teachers. Together, we change lives and bring more music into the world. We are Top Music Teachers. And with that, I will leave you. Thank you very much for joining me today and for listening to this podcast. Some of you have listened to this podcast for many, many, many years. Thank you for your reviews, your feedback, your support. And I wish you the very best for the holidays ahead. Have a great Christmas, and we'll speak to you again really soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today. If you enjoy this show and want to hear more of our work, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today. For links and resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at topmusic.co/podcast or check out the show notes. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast, a production of Top Music. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll catch you next time.